Now, you may have seen the movie War Horse, which was out a few years ago, the story about a friendship between a boy and his beloved horse, Joey, set during the First World War. Well, this month, the National Theatre of Great Britain is bringing its stage production of War Horse to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin. So we're talking horses and an awful lot of them as well. Now, the question is, how the hell do you bring a load of galloping horses to life on a stage? And by that, I mean, how do you do it successfully and not end up with a whole load of bad pantomime horses? Well, I'm joined now by the people who can answer this very question. In fact, these very questions, hopefully anyway, while I put on the kettle. Finn Caldwell is puppet director of Warhorse, and I'm also joined by, let's say, Jack, Stuart and Ben, who make up the head, the heart and the hind of the horse, so to speak, or something along those lines anyway. Welcome, gentlemen, to the programme.
Oh,
let's start. Finn, I'll start with you, because as I said, we're not talking about pantomime horses here. It's a very sophisticated operation. I mean, how many horses, first of all, are on stage for Warhorse?
Okay, well, we've got two horses that are the two main equine characters, and they're operated by three people each. But then we've got horses that are operated by less people. So in total, guys, how many? Four plus two?
Probably about eight
horses.
So do you realise the other people, not you, are less people?
Yeah. We should say, first of all, that it's really worth pointing out that the stage show became before Steven Spielberg's film. In fact, Steven Spielberg...
Famously, he went to see it. He so did. Good, let's make a movie, yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Some of us were in the theatre at the time. It was pretty awesome to meet him, and that we were really inspired that he was willing to make a film.
Well, since we're on that, because I wasn't even going to talk about the Spielberg side of it necessarily, because I've only seen the movie, I haven't seen the stage show, but did he come backstage kind of thing and want to know everything and how every single thing and bits of it worked?
He did, yeah. He came on stage after the show and congratulated us. And in fact, I remember him saying that the puppeteers are geniuses, and I think those of us that were there that day will take that to our grave, so it was pretty amazing.
Right, no, absolutely.
Didn't get jobs in the film, sadly.
Did you not? Is that a bad thing? Is that
Listen,
what do you think of the film?
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it. It's totally brilliant, and Steven Spielberg's amazing. He's been a hero of mine for ages, but it's totally different to the stage show. It's a complete different experience. What happens in the stage show is you're seeing people bringing horses to life in front of you. So the puppets are being brought to life in front of you, and they very much become the central character, and you go on that journey with them. And in Spielberg's movie, you're given the horses. They're created through animatronics and through real horses. So he's telling you the story and letting you telling you what to experience, whereas on the stage show I think you're being invited to take part in the creation of that story.
Right, but also are you being invited to do some other things as well? Are you being invited in some ways to go back to your childhood if you're an older person?
Yeah, that's a really...
To try and kind of, muster up that old imagination that maybe lays dormant for 10 years.
That's a really good way of putting it. I mean, I think we have this idea that if you put a puppet on stage, a really brilliant puppet, you're sort of like unconsciously saying to the audience, you're reminding them of how to be a child. You're saying, do you remember when we were kids and we'd have a toy between us and me and you would agree, right? We're both going to agree this is real now, and we completely agree, and we're going to play with it together, and it is going to be our whole focus. And in a way, that's what's happening when you have a puppet on stage. So I think the audience, whether they know it or not, are being drawn into this thing where they're creating the horse, they're making the horse alive. And just like you, when you're playing with your toy car when you're a kid, you really care about the story that car's going on because you're making it alive. And I think that's what the audience do in Warhorse.
Exactly. Okay, now, guys, listen, by the way, it's the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It's the 26th of this month until the 26th of April. That's a full month. You guys are going to be what? I mean, obviously, I'm going to go pantomime for a second here. Like, who's the arse and who's the head kind of thing? I mean, is it a case of that on any level at all? I mean, or is it all that you're just pulling strings, or with all due respect?
We each have our positions, and I am the arse. I'm proud of it. But it's mainly about working as a team. We're all physically connected to each other. And through breath and through that connection, we create this one puppet. So although we have our individual bits of the horse that we need to operate and look after, it's all about how it works.
What are the horses made of?
They're mainly made of wicker.
Cane. Yeah.
And that is soaked for a long time and then is able to be bent around an aluminium frame. And a lot of elastic. Then bungees pulling things here and there, and
so they're sort of tendoned a bit like real horses in some way. So you have this frame that's made mainly out of cane, and then they're jointed very anatomically accurately, so all their joints are in exactly the same place as the joints of a real horse would be. And then what handspring do is they run this bungee, this elastic cord along the legs and along the body in certain places, which elasticates each joint, so it has a kind of muscular quality to it. So it has an elastic quality.
So in terms of a performance for you three in particular, is it like physically demanding in terms of the stuff is bloody heavy for a few hours?
Yeah.
Basically, yes, it is. It's hard work, but rewarding work as well. I mean, Ben mentioned, we all have and each have our parts, the head, heart, and the hind, as you referred to it earlier. And it is heavy. It's about 10 stone, and we have riders on in the show as well. So that makes it twice as heavy again, at least. So there is a certain amount of physical, strength required. But it's worth saying, actually, the puppets, trying to describe them to you, that it's kind of hard to describe them because they are so extraordinary and unlike anything that you would have seen before or can even really imagine until you see it. It's
okay, but are there any similarities with anything that I might know? Because I know nothing about this, and I've never worn a costume, or I've never had to do anything to do with puppetry or anything in my life. But I do have a son who's a student, and students get jobs, and currently he's Snap. No, wait, maybe he's Crackle. He's Pop. He's one of those guys, anyway, outside a supermarket, standing there in a big, huge suit, looking really stupid when little kids come up and get the photograph taken, right? He's getting paid to be a Rice Krispie. Now, my point being, he says it's very heavy and very bloody hot.
I think heavy and hot are probably the only two similarities between the puppet and what you just described. Fortunately, everything else is quite different.
It's like wearing a particularly large engulfing rucksack.
Yeah.
Myself and Stuart, who are inside the horse, have backpacks which are attached to the body of the horse, so that's how we're connected to it. And Jack on the outside is actually holding the head.
All right.
There's not also there as from a design point of view, the horse is not covered in fur or with the idea is not to try and trick the audience into thinking that it isn't a puppet, or the puppeteers are very visible. They're very much part of what you're expected to look at, as Finn was talking about earlier. By not hiding that, you're inviting the audience in.
Inviting the audience to be complicit. So therefore, what you're saying is that the audience, without getting too highfalutin about it, it's the one that gives the gift of life to the puppet more than you do.
It's completely that. Without the audience being willing to meet us halfway and kind of buy into that with their imagination, that's what really makes it come alive.
Or I presume you don't have to have what I might call an equine background, do you? To do all this stuff.
I don't think many of us do have an equine background, but we do spend a lot of our time watching horses, and in our preparation for the show, we would go out and ride horses and meet horses and talk about horse psychology.
Has it changed, Finn, people's perception of war? Now, that might be a bit of a sort of a big sort of question that could take a simple no answer, but do you know what I'm saying?
I hope so. I hope people to come
like
and
grandparents
see it.
Going with kids. Yeah. Grandparents can relate to it, because I'm not saying they necessarily remember the First World War, but
I think one of the extraordinary things is it makes young people who are possibly losing any kind of understanding or connection with that war. They're understanding, what actually happened there and the horror of that and the futility of it. And I think that's really valuable. I think the other thing is that you get to see war through the horse's point of view. So you see, Joey both exists on the English side and the German side. So you see, you don't take sides. You don't like, we were the good guys, they were the bad guys. It was more just that war is painful and very difficult and horrific for everybody involved.
And would you like in many ways that regardless of all the stuff in it and all the detail in it and all the First World War stuff in it, that if people came out saying it's not so much about war as it is about peace and reconciliation?
I think that's brilliant. Yeah, I think that's very much the message. It is about peace, it's about hope, and it's about the enduring power of love, I think.
But isn't it true also that for the audience, it's like even the grandparents, let alone the parents and the kids, that are really it's all about Joey getting back the kid gets with the horse.
It's a love story, essentially. It's sort of about a love story between a boy and his horse, and they're trying to fight their way back to get together with each other, which is, that's kind of beautiful and cool.
You've changed the whole perception of what puppetry can be. I mean, even for a generational thing, it's meant to be for children. Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah, no, I think it really has opened people's eyes to what puppetry is capable of. And I think we're also living in a time when people get a lot of information visually. You used to talk about people going to hear a play a long, long time ago, because we're going to listen to the play and the words. And we've got a brilliant tradition of verbal theatre in this country and in Ireland and Scotland and England. But we're starting to see more and more things where people are understanding the way the story works through the visual. And we understand Joey's entire entire story through how he moves on stage. We understand that he's feeling angry or upset by him bristling or stamping or stepping back.
Yeah. And by the way, do you have to talk to these guys all night? Is every performance different for you? Are you on a mic saying, no, I don't want
to. I wish I was. No, not at all. No, every night is different, isn't it, guys?
Every night, the nature of the way we operate the puppet is that we're very much live to each other's feelings in the moment. So depending what sort of feelings we bring into the theatre even can affect the show. And, of course, depending on what propositions the other actors on stage give Joey, some nights he might be more willing to behave himself, and other nights, depending on what they're giving you, he might be more mischievous.
Okay, but speaking of giving me, finally, then I want to get something out of this, because first of all, like, do you go home at night, kind of thing? Like what's on your passport? Is it like horse's ass? It's a bizarre thing. Okay, like, can you make horsey noises? I can't believe I'm asking this.
We do. The puppeteers make the noise as well.
Great. Okay, Stuart's getting serious.
Come on, guys.
Okay, give us a bit then. Give us something. What one might do.
A long one. Give us a.
I have to say how impressed I am. That is amazing. Okay, listen, we're going to go and leave it at that for the moment. It's the National Theatre's production of War Horse. It makes its Irish premiere at the Borgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin. That's March 26th to April 26th, and tickets at the usual places like Ticketmaster.ie, etc. Guys, thank you very much indeed, and the very best of luck while you're here in the month in Dublin, and I hope you have a great time.
Thanks a lot.
For talking to us. And I'll end with a joke. This War Horse walks into a bar, and the barman, he says, the pint of Guinness, please, and the barman says, why the long movie? Sorry.